Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday afternoon, May 21st, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Simulated Environment Concepts, Inc. welcomes Noah Wagler as new officer to drive innovation in sustainable agriculture and seafood industries. Simulated Environment Concepts, Inc. welcomes Noah Wagler as a new officer to drive innovation in sustainable agriculture and seafood industries. Mr. Wagler, a pioneering Amish farmer, brings extensive experience in sustainable technologies to accelerate SMEV's growth. His projects include establishing resilient supply chains and distribution networks for distributors, restaurants, and direct-to-consumer programs. His structured water testing has shown promising results, increasing crop and livestock yields in the United States and Asia. Mr. Wagler is spearheading the development of an environmental campus in Indiana and investing in a European fund to finance SMEV's projects. His expertise and vision will advance SMEV's mission to revolutionize sustainable food production and distribution. Tech Media Breaks. Lelantis Holdings, Inc. unveils 2025 renewable energy strategy with focus on veterans, underserved communities, and credit innovation. Lelantis Holdings, Inc. OFENCE revealed its 2025 renewable energy strategy, focusing on veterans, underserved communities, and credit innovation. Key initiatives include partnerships with Near D Power and the Warrior Up Foundation to provide solar projects for veterans and low-income homes in Washington, D.C. The company has also secured exclusive rights to a blockchain platform for carbon and renewable energy credit issuance. Through joint ventures and strategic partnerships, Lelantis is making strides in tax credit monetization and entering the federal solar market, positioning itself as a leader in digital carbon trading. For more information, visit Lelantis Holdings website at www.lelantisholdings.io.
Could Chinese authorities be controlling solar panels installed in the U.S.? The International Energy Agency estimates that over 80% of global photovoltaic solar panel production takes place in China. Beijing dominates the global solar panel supply chain, with a majority of panels in the U.S. manufactured there. This raises concerns about security risks. Companies like SolarBank Corp. offer North American-sourced solar systems as an alternative. Tiny Gems is a communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, providing access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit tinygems.com.
ESG Breaks. Aston Bay Holdings Limited by OTQB BHF launches 2025 exploration program at Storm Copper Project. Aston Bay Holdings Limited announced plans for its 2025 regional exploration program at the Storm Copper Project on Somerset Island, Nunavut. CEO Thomas Ulrich highlighted key milestones, including an NI 43-101 initial mineral resource estimate, a $1 million royalty milestone payment from Taurus, and a strategic alliance with Ocean Partners. The upcoming summer program aims to target new discoveries along a 110 kilometers copper belt, expand known deposits, and support resource development through advanced geophysics and drilling. A preliminary economic analysis for near-surface mineralization is underway, with impactful developments expected in the second half of the year. Aston Bay is a publicly traded mineral exploration company focusing on high-grade copper and gold deposits in Virginia, USA, and Nunavut, Canada. For more information, visit Aston Bay Holdings website. H&O International launches HyGrid, intelligent hydrogen microgrid system to power the future of distributed hydrogen infrastructure. H&O International, Inc. introduces HyGrid, an intelligent hydrogen microgrid system designed to provide clean, off-grid electricity and support a global hydrogen infrastructure. Combining solar energy, hydrogen storage, AI controls, and fuel cell backup, HyGrid offers 24/7 zero-emission power from 10 kilowatt to multi-megawatt capacities. This system aims to decentralize hydrogen production and storage, promoting energy independence and resilience. With features like AI-driven energy management, fuel cell backup, and scalability, HyGrid sets the stage for a distributed, modular hydrogen economy. H&O International envisions a future where hydrogen is locally produced, reducing reliance on centralized grids and fossil fuels. For more information, visit the company's website. EPCB Boiler analyzes industrial boiler industry trends. The boiler industry is undergoing a transformation towards green and intelligent solutions, with a focus on clean energy and system integration. EPCB Boiler, a national high-tech enterprise, is at the forefront of this shift, offering modular and multi-fuel boiler products to meet the evolving needs of industrial users. As countries push for environmental protection, policies are driving the adoption of new, eco-friendly boiler products. Additionally, the export market for industrial boilers is growing, with Chinese manufacturers like EPCB expanding into emerging markets. With a strong focus on energy efficiency and emission reduction, EPCB Boiler is leading the way in providing personalized solutions for various industries worldwide.
C-Train Technology launched at National Maritime Week in D.C. C-Train Technology LLC, a pioneer in sustainable maritime solutions, recently launched its patented C-Train TM technology to revitalize the U.S. maritime industry. The innovative gliders, powered by a unique variable buoyancy propulsion system, offer quiet underwater movement without engines or emissions. This autonomous, unmanned operation reduces crew costs and enhances safety. C-Train TM's technology is currently under review by the American Bureau of Shipping for new technology qualification. CEO Carlene Lydon-Walker emphasizes the political and strategic importance of this technology, stating it will revolutionize shipbuilding, global innovation, and economic security. C-Train technology aims to set new standards in performance and efficiency, transforming the shipping, energy, and defense sectors.
SolarBank Corp., Nasdaq Xiyun, FU, CEO discusses business model, competitive advantage during Gottstock's podcast. SolarBank Corp. CEO Dr. Richard Liu recently discussed the company's vertically integrated business model on the Gottstock's podcast. SolarBank is a developer, builder, operator, and owner of clean energy projects across North America, with a $184 million portfolio generating recurring revenue. Their flexible supply chain strategy helps mitigate tariff risks and reduce costs. A $100 million transaction with CIM Group will fund up to 97 megawatts of U.S. community solar projects. SolarBank, a premier developer of renewable energy projects, stands out in the market as both a developer and independent power producer, securing sites, permits, engaging utilities, and financing projects.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.